morning, guys, at State Grid Brazil. Today's Monday, August 17th, 2020. The week begins with many inspiring stories that encourage us to face new challenges with the confidence of leaders. The first one we're going to tell occurred in Beijing 12 years ago when American swimmer Michael Phelps won 8 gold medals, making history in the Olympic Games. For the first time, an athlete achieved this feat, a feat that no one has overcome until this day.
Michael Phelps nadando para segundo. Cavett na frente. Michael Phelps vai atropelar no final. Ele é um mito. Michael Phelps vai chegar com Cavett. Vai ser a batida, vai ser a batida.
The commentary you just heard was by Milton Leite of the most difficult competition Phelps faced in Beijing. He won by a hundredth of a second in the 100-meter butterfly competition, leaving behind the favorite, the Serbian Milorad Kavic. Phelps is considered the best swimmer in history, not only because of Beijing. He is the greatest medalist of the Olympics by far. In 5 participations, he won 28 medals, 23 of them gold medals. The swimmer has a body designed for swimming, but that alone would not be enough to achieve so much success. Phelps needed a lot of dedication and commitment to the sport to swim the 4 styles at the highest level. At the Rio Olympics in 2016, he told his secret. I train 365 days a year for the Olympics. Most people don't do that, but these are the things that make us successful. Nelson Piquet, who turns 68 today, was also relentless to achieve results and to be a leader. He was our first 3-time Formula One champion. Tema da Vitória, a song we got used to listening, especially to pay tribute to our dear 3-time Formula One winner, Ayrton Senna, was used for the first time to celebrate Piquet's victory in 1983. In addition to 83, Piquet won the championships in 81 and 87. Cheeky but also very technical, Piquet dedicated himself to understand the car and its mechanics. He was also seen as a daring driver ahead of his time and contributed to the modernization of Formula One.
Eu não vou negar que sou louco por você. Tô maluco pra te ver. Eu não vou negar.
Listening to Zezé Di Camargo, who turns 58 today, we end our podcast saying happy birthday to Francisco Neto from the Xingu substation.
Saio de casa e vou pra rua. A noite está pra viola.
And with the sound of the late samba singer Candeia, who would turn 85 tomorrow, we're gonna send best wishes to the colleagues who celebrate their birthday tomorrow. Juliano Cicero from Araporã Maintenance Base, Roberto Rocha from the Cuiabá substation, and Ramon Santos from the Ivinhema 2 substation. Happy birthday to all of you. And have you already checked our colleague's favorite corner on our website? It's in our gallery. Also, send your photo showing all those places that have touched you the most during this quarantine. We'll be back with the podcast on Wednesday. Check all the content of our Your Energy's Essential campaign on the website www.sgcomvc.com.br. This podcast is a special production for all employees of State Grid Brazil.
Cadê vida pra viver?
Eu quero ver, quero ouvir.